Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today, and I pray that the good Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your concerns are and your worries. I know that Jesus has the answer for you. The church doesn't have the answer for you. The government doesn't have the answer for you. Your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your daughters, your fathers, they don't have the answer for you. There's only one person who died on Calvary, and he is the one that has the answer for you. Amen? Jesus is the only one that has the answer of your life. We got to stop looking to other people. You got to stop looking to the world for answers. There's only one place that you can find, and that is a personal relationship with Jesus. Stop trying to find approval from man. You're not going to get it. It's just your walk with Jesus and Jesus alone. But today's message, I'm going to be talking to you about the dragon. Doing business with the dragon. You know, the United States of America has sold its soul to the dragon. You know, the dragon is the beast. It is the beast. That Revelations talks about. The Bible mentions a dragon in Revelations 12, 13, 16, and 20. Revelation 22 identifies the dragon. He sees the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. See, the Bible teaches that the dragon is a representation of Satan. The spirit of the dragon is a representation of Satan, a fire-breathing monster. You know, there's a lot of ancient cultures out there that has a lot of myths and legends about giant reptiles. It's amazing to me how all these civilizations, continents, they all come up with legends of big giant reptiles. And to me it's very interesting what the Bible talks about dinosaurs. It talks about reptiles. And you know, and it's interesting that the Bible mentions two creatures that seem remarkably similar to dinosaurs. That is the Leviathan and the Behemoth in Job chapters 40 and 41. It is also viewed that a lot of scientists and all the dragon myths, they came in contact between human beings and dinosaurs. The Bible tells us that animals were created about 6,000 years ago and coexisted with human beings. So, my question is to you today, whether you believe in dinosaurs or dragons or the behemoth, the Bible does talk about they were large, giant reptiles. Now, the question to me is this. The dragon, what... The people, if you're a Christian today, the dragon would represent to you as a devourer. Let me go on a little bit deeper here. Those who believe in the younger age for the earth tend to agree that the Bible does mention dinosaurs, though it never actually used the word dinosaur. Instead, it uses a Hebrew word, tanin. Tanin is translated in a few different ways in the English Bible. Sometimes it's a sea monster. Sometimes it's a serpent. It is most commonly translated as dragon. The tanin appears to have been some sort of giant reptile. We don't know. But we do know that the Bible in the Old Testament, it does mention large reptiles. Though behemoth is said to be the mightiest of all of God's creatures, a giant whose tail is likened to a cedar tree, Job 40:15. Some scholars say that the behemoth could be an elephant, a hippopotamus. I don't know about that. But we do know this, that the dragon is a fire-breathing, devouring animal. It is the spirit of the destroyed, to devour, and to take. So let me ask you a question. Why are we doing business with the dragon? Come on, somebody. Why are we doing business with the dragon? I don't know about you, but there's a culture that is rising up, a world culture coming out of China that calls itself the dragon. The spirit of the dragon is in the Chinese culture, and we're doing business with the devil, and we represent Satan. Come on, somebody. But we're still doing business with the devil. Now, I don't know about you, but I bought products from China, and I'm sure you have too. And there's got to be some limit in our culture and in our country on what we bring into this nation. I don't know about you, but everything that I seem to buy from China is cheap. Well, let me go on and talk to you a little bit about the Chinese dragon and what their civilization means. Our civilization, our culture, and if you're a Christian, we know that the dragon represents Satan. Nehemiah 2:13, "And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem." The dragon well. Psalms 91:13, Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on your feet. The Bible uses verses of the dragon quite often. Isaiah 27:1, "In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish the Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, the crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea." Amen. Isaiah 27:1. Isaiah 51:9, "Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, and in the generation of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon?" We know that Nebuchadnezzar was considered a mighty power, a mighty, mighty king of Babylon. And he's also swallowed me up. The Bible says in Jeremiah 51:34, hear this, "Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had devoured me, he had crushed me, he had made me an empty vessel, he has swallowed me up like a dragon." We know that the dragon wants to swallow us up. I don't know about you, but we're heading into a world economy, if you haven't noticed it today, and we are doing business, thanks to Walmart, thanks to all these big businesses, and I don't know if you have a pair of shoes on today, not one pair of shoes is made in America. Now, I got to tell you today, we are selling our soul to the dragon. The dragon will swallow me up. Come on, somebody. Ezekiel 29:3, "Speak and say, thus said the Lord God, behold, I am against the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers." So we have, the Bible has predicted Nebuchadnezzar, Pharaoh, as the dragon, Satan as the dragon. Do you know there's a country out there today that is considered the dragon? Revelation 12:3, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns among his head. Revelation 12:4. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which is Israel, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. Jesus, no, I'm telling you today that the dragon is here to devour you, but why are we doing business with the dragon? The dragon will devour this country as it wants to devour other countries, and it's still going to devour the church because we are doing business with the devil. Why, America, do you like to do business with the devil? Revelation 12:7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the angels. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil. The Bible says that the dragon is the devil, Revelation 12:9. And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. The dragon deceiveth the whole world. But we still want to do business with the dragon, the devourer. Revelation 12:13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Very clearly, the Bible talks about that the dragon is Satan. The spirit of the dragon is Satan, the devourer, the one that wants to control economies, the one that wants to control countries, the one that wants to control the church is the dragon, the spirit of the dragon. Are you done I'm buying cheap products from the devil? I don't know about you, but everything that I buy from the devil is cheap. Walmart has sold this country to the devil. And many businesses are following because they say it's the world economy and everything's going to a world economy. But I tell you this, that this is the dragon who is devouring you. So let's go how the Chinese, let's see what the Chinese view the dragon. Here in the Western world, we view the dragon as Satan. But the Chinese tend to view the dragon, well, it's depicted as a long-scaled, snake-like creature with 5 claws, in contrast to the Western dragon, which stands on 4 legs and which is usually portrayed as evil. The Chinese dragon has long been a potent symbol of auspicious power in Chinese folklore and art. The Chinese dragon is traditionally also the embodiment of the concept of yang, which is male, and associated with the weather as bringing of rain and water. In an agriculture water-driven nation, interesting, so the Chinese dragon is the ruler of weather and water. Chinese dragons are strongly associated with the water in popular belief. They are believed to be the rulers of moving bodies of water, such as waterfalls, rivers, and seas. They can show themselves as water spouts, tornadoes or twisters over water. In this capacity, as the rules of water and weather, the dragon is more anthropomorphic in form, often depicted as a humanoid dressed in king's costumes. but with the dragon's head wearing a king's headdress. Interesting. The Chinese dragon is a symbol of imperial authority. Interesting, Nebuchadnezzar, I'm sure that he had imperial authority. I'm sure Pharaoh probably thought that he had this imperial authority. And I wonder today if the Chinese government thinks that they have the imperial authority. So, and plus we, you know, so at the end of his reign, the first legendary emperor, Hongdi, was said to have been immortalized into a dragon that resembled his emblem and ascended to heaven. Since the Chinese consider Hongdi as the ancestor, they sometimes refer to themselves as the descendants of the dragon. This legend also contributed toward the use of the dragon as a symbol of imperial power. Interesting to me that the Chinese view the dragon as imperial power. But as a Christian, I believe in my heart and in my soul that you got to believe that the dragon is here to devour you. It wants to devour your economy. It wants to devour your culture, and it wants to devour your church. Now, the Bible depicts as Nebuchadnezzar the dragon, as Satan the dragon. And you better believe that through the Chinese dynasty, that the dragon, the spirit of the dragon, has only one view of mind, and that is to devour your economy, and it is moving throughout the world. Come on, somebody, to devour you. Well, in modern times, the belief in the dragon appears to be a sporadic at best. There appears to be very few who would see that the dragon as a literally real creature. The worship of the dragon, kings as rulers of water and weather, continues in many areas and is deeply ingrained in the Chinese cultural traditions, such as in the Chinese New Year celebrations. Dragon kites are also used in the celebration. Dragons are also very widely used in Chinese arts and crafts creation. It means blessings and power. In Chinese antiques, dragons are nearly everywhere. Interesting about the dragon. Well, I'm sure you guys heard of the Chinese zodiac. Well, if you've been to a Chinese restaurant, you will sit down and you have probably seen this 12-animal Chinese calendar. It's known as the Chinese zodiac. Well, this is very interesting because the dragon is one of the 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac, which is used to designate years in the Chinese calendar. It is thought that each animal is associated with certain personality traits. Dragon years are usually the most popular to have babies. There are more babies born in dragon years than any other animal years of zodiac. Wow. Dragon years. Years of power. Imperial authority. I bet Nebuchadnezzar had that imperial authority. I'm sure Pharaoh thought he had that imperial authority. You know, there's famous people that has been born in the year of the dragon. Bruce Lee was, Ringo Starr, Dr. Seuss, John Lennon, Helen Keller, Salvador Dali, Susan B. Anthony, Joan of Arc, Orlando Bloom, Sigmund Freud, Florence Nightingale, Napoleon III, Keanu Reeves, Ronaldo, and many others. Wow. Pretty deep stuff to think about here, but what does the Bible say about the dragon and the spirit of the dragon? Revelation 16:13 says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets." And Revelation 22 says, "And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years." You better believe that the dragon is moving throughout the world to devour countries, nations, people. And I warn you today as a Christian, and I warn all big businesses today, and as I'm a hypocrite, and I am a hypocrite because I have bought products from Walmart, and I'll be honest to tell you that, and I'm ashamed of that, but everywhere I go in this country, I have bought products from the dragon. Cheap. Last not even 6 months and falls apart. If you want good products, you better go and try to find American-made hardwood, solid wood products. Amen? I believe today that we need to be more aware of the spirit of the dragon. And there's got to be some limit in our economy that those guys in big business, and our government has sold this nation to the dragon. But you don't have to sell your soul to the dragon right now. Sell your soul to Jesus Christ. You don't have to follow the world of the dragon anymore. Follow Jesus. Jesus says this, my brothers and sisters. Jesus gives us a great, great verse. Psalms 91:13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under your feet. If you follow Jesus today, you can have power over the spirit of the dragon that is moving throughout the world to devour nations, moving throughout our economy. Will you continue to sell your soul to the spirit of the dragon? Will you continue to sell this country out to the spirit of the dragon for a cheap buck? Or is your heart, is the preservation of this nation a lot more than that? In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be more aware of this spirit that is moving. And do something about it. Pray for your nation. Pray for the economy. Yes, they will sell cheap products to you, but they do it at a cost. They don't value human life. Girls are put in orphanages. Human beings are treated less than animals in this country because they have one goal in mind, and that is to devour you as Nebuchadnezzar did. One goal in mind, devour countries as Pharaoh did in the time of Egypt. And this is the time, world, that China has one goal, and that's to devour your business, your country, to turn it into a third world country. Come on, somebody. Stop doing business with the dragon and follow Jesus. Thank you very much, and I pray that you would fly high, because I know that Jesus is coming back soon, and it is time to fly.